The battle in Washington over the fate of the Obama-era law is now starting to hit Americans' pocketbooks as the Affordable Care Act's open enrollment season begins, allowing consumers to choose their plans for 2018. Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray.
If you take away that mandate, then people won't that don't sign up raise the cost for everybody else, including those who are not on the ACA exchange, because that's how the marketplace works. So what that actually would cause is for rates to go up.
Meanwhile, millions of people who don't get subsidies are seeing steeper costs, sparking a battle between Democrats and Republicans over who gets the blame. It's a story by Wall Street Journal health policy reporter Stephanie Armour. Stephanie, what are you hearing?
I've been talking to consumers over the past few days who are, so strongly hit by these increases that they're looking at moving, they're looking at giving up their self-employment to try and get insurance. This is really a big hit for, millions of people.
But the woman you lead off the story with, this Dori Lawson, her premium's going up 60% to $3,000 a month. I mean, most Americans probably don't even earn that.
Right, and she lives in an area where there is only one insurer on the exchange, so she doesn't have really any other options at all.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's looking at relocating. They live in Wyoming, and she's looking at whether she needs to move the family to somewhere where they can get something cheaper.
Wow. Did she get any reason from the insurance company as to why?
Well, the insurance company, I did speak with them, and they are attributing the stark increase this year to the uncertainty about the health law that's been created in Washington and a decision by President Trump to end subsidies that help offset insurers' costs. So that's what they're attributing their large increase to.
Wow. All right, which takes us around to the blame game here. Who's saying what about what?
Well, I think what you're really seeing after Tuesday night's election is that Republicans are increasingly vulnerable when it comes to health care, especially as we look at the 2018 campaign. You have the referendum in Maine that passed to expand Medicaid. You have voters in Virginia who elected a Democrat governor, and in the exit polls they said health care was the number one issue on their minds when they voted. So I think what you're seeing now is Democrats are trying to jump on this and say, look, Republicans, you need to slow down on your talk of repeal. And you're also seeing Republicans who are wondering and kind of been divided between whether to go more aggressively or whether to kind of not do quite as much. But I do think that the high premiums that the unsubsidized are getting are putting a lot of pressure on the GOP right now.
Goodness. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal health policy reporter Stephanie Armour about her piece entitled Democrats and GOP Spar Over Who Is to Blame for Rising Health Insurance Premiums. What was the example you gave? There was about an individual policy in Texas that was one price and rising, and in Iowa it was the same plan and more expensive.
Right. This was an analysis that the Kaiser Family Foundation did that looked at how much premiums are going up for people without subsidies, but they also looked at, for people who are getting subsidies, how much they're going down. I mean, that's what you're really seeing for 2018. You've never seen such a big divide. You've got, 7 million people or so who don't get subsidies who are seeing double and triple digit increases, and you have, roughly 8, 9 million people who do get subsidies who, in many cases, are able to get, strong, strong drops in their costs, and for very low income, the ability to get insurance for free.
Mm. So I know as President Trump tweets and many critics of the Affordable Care Act will say, this is the Democrats' law. They passed it with no Republican support. They own it. But the tide is, you get the sense it's turning?
I do, based on what we're seeing Democrats jump on right now and some of the Republican Hill aides I've talked to who are saying, look, maybe we want to rethink repealing the requirement that everybody has to have insurance. That's something they had been looking to do, and they're kind of rethinking that at this point after the election. So, yeah, I do think that the tide is somewhat turning, but Republicans are really, and President Trump is really trying hard to continue to point the blame at Democrats and saying, look, you passed this law that was having trouble even before we came into office.
All right. You said, too, analysts expect that next year the gulf between people who get subsidies and those who don't will widen. That could mean what?
Well, it's really the most stark difference I think we've seen. And I think what that's going to do is you're going to hear a lot more of an outcry from people who are seeing their increases go up.
Thanks, Stephanie. Wall Street Journal health policy reporter Stephanie Armour in Washington.
Thanks for listening. And for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.